Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tolamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
I mean, what does that mean to you, that you are going to be starting a big league game for the first time in, you know, 18 months or so?
Yeah, it means a lot. When I think about, like, the road to get here, it was very long and arduous, but at the same time, it feels like, you know, my elbow went yesterday. You know, it's like, if I look at it from different perspectives, it went by really quickly or it went by really slowly. Yeah, I'm just happy to be back and, like, back around the guys, like, full-time actually being here to help contribute, for sure.
How long has it felt to you, just kind of waiting to pitch again?
Especially long, probably the last couple months, especially since the hamstring and spring training, just because the track I was on was, like, going to be ready to go, you know, first time through the rotation, and then, you know, I had that hamstring pop. I was like, wow. Can't believe this happened, but yeah, worked through well, feeling pretty good, so excited to get it going.
Rehabs are about not always about the numbers, but the process. How do you feel like, you know, you did during rehab?
Not well numbers wise, obviously. That wasn't really my goal. I've been working on a number of mechanical things. Like my last start, for instance, I went in the first like three innings, I was like very focused on mechanical changes, and then the last couple innings I was like, all right, let me put those away and just pitch to compete, and it was like different results after. So yeah, I mean, I think once you get back up here, it's about competing. So it's whatever I have tomorrow, whatever I have 5 days after that, go out, compete to the best of my ability, and then all the work, mechanics, whatever else may be, is all in between, and then hopefully it takes hold over the course of the rest of the year.
I think you've talked about this before, but just to not have made a start yet for the team and just being around it for so long, like how much of that is just the anticipation of finally getting those done?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I mean, I signed over here with this team for a reason, and I wanted to contribute the best way I know how to, which is to take the ball and, you know, be available to throw 100-plus pitches every single start, and I haven't been able to do that up until this point. Now I finally have the, ability and, you know, been through all this rehab stuff to get to the point to be able to do that, so I'm very pleased and happy to be able to actually do my job again, for sure.
Along those lines, do you, considering it's been so long, are you able to keep your emotions intact? Do you feel nervous tomorrow, you think? How will you feel emotionally?
I haven't talked too much about emotions. I don't know if I'll be, like, any more nervous than I am for any big league start. I feel like I've done it for long enough time that it doesn't really affect me in that way anymore. I'd say maybe a little anxious tomorrow, just like wanting it to, you know, wanting to get to that 7:07 start time during the day. Just be able to go out there and, like, kind of feel that energy again. It's been a long time.
I'm curious, are you just to see how your stuff is going to play after kind of being out for this long?
How my stuff's going to play?
Yeah, just after kind of missing so much time and just seeing kind of, you know, the hitters will tell you, right?
Yeah, I mean, hitters are going to tell me. Yeah. And for me, I mean, I'm confident in my stuff as long as I'm throwing it over the plate. And then, you know, being able to use it in two-strike situations just off the plate and, you know, chase some swings and misses. So when I'm right, that's what I'm able to do pretty well. So just that's the goal, you know, kind of pour stuff into the zone, four pitches, and go from there.
Have you thought, like, you know, the rehab outings are one thing. Like, how different is it once you get out there in, you know, and face, how different is it to face a major league lineup?
It's different, yeah. I mean, mindset-wise, too, like, every single game matters. Every single pitch matters. You know, we're playing here to win versus in the minor leagues, you know, you want to win, obviously, but it's about development. So that's, I'm used to that style of baseball where it's like everything matters. Doesn't matter how you get the guy out, get the guy out, you know, get out of the situation. You know, it's about trying to put up as many zeros as you can. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to feeling that competition again for sure.
How often do you miss that feeling? Like, you know, has that been kind of like a dull ache? Like, how
yes.
you, like, yeah.
Yeah, I felt like a piece of myself was missing for a while. Last year watching our games, this year watching our games. I'm just excited to be back.
How much will it help your preparation, the fact that you can kind of sit and scout this lineup from afar before you actually have to hop into a game?
Like tonight or just in general?
Watching. Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing a lot of watching last year. I mean, I was paying a lot of attention. The last series we had at Fenway, you know, trying to pick up on some, you know, tendencies, looking at how their team approach was, individual approaches. So, obviously, tonight could be a little different. It kind of can vary from series to series, pitcher to pitcher. So, yeah, definitely paying attention, watching.
Do you treat this as different? Like, do you have, will any, like, I don't mean this to sound corny, do you have family coming in, like, you know, coming in for your first start and just, you know?
No direct flights from my parents. They live in upstate New York, so
they'll be
in
Ontario, man. Come on.
They actually were driving. They're driving a little bit to come and watch me in the some of the rehab outings. But no, my girlfriend's here. She's made it a point. She wants to see all my starts this year in person. I'm like, it could be difficult once we're getting out to places like Kansas City and Seattle and stuff like that. But no, she definitely is coming to this one, you know, which is great. But the rest of my family will probably make it out to Boston soon.
How good do you think this, now that the rotation is healthy, now how excited are you to be a part of this rotation?
Yeah, super excited, especially with a guy like tonight, Garrett going tonight, you know, kind of follow his lead. He's been excellent up to this point. You know, not surprised by that at all, but yeah, I think that, you know, we get into a good rhythm, we can get on a nice roll, and I look forward to that.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.